Good morning, everybody. You can put your hands together. This isn't an official church service, okay? Here we go.
Picture Moses by the Red Sea shore. Pharaoh knows he can't run no more. The water's way too deep and wide. Oh, they can't swim and they can't hide. Though he was just a man, Moses raised his hands and the Lord came through. He heard their cry when hope was gone. He turned the tide. You can shake your head, but you know it's true. When there was no other way, the Lord came through.
Amen.
King Darius and all his men cast poor Daniel in the lion's den. Oh, he'd done no crime, but he had to pay for praying to the Lord 3 times a day. But at the break of dawn, they came looking for his bones, and the Lord came through. He pulled him out. He tamed those lions. He shut their mouths. You can shake your head, but you know it's true. When there was no other way, the Lord came through.
Amen. Has God brought you through some things too?
Well, those stormies gathered dust upon my shelf. Till I fell in a pit I made myself. And all my struggle, it only brought more pain. And I knew that I could never break those chains. Oh, but the Lord came through. He pulled me out. He broke the locks and set me free. You can shake your head, but you know it's true. When there was no other way, the Lord came through. He always does, with his power, with his blood. You can shake your head, but I know it's true. When there was no other way, when there was no other way, when there was no other way, oh, the Lord came through. The Lord came through. Came through. Yes, the Lord came through.
Well, it's good to have everybody here on the cold, wintry morning. It all started at Calvary, didn't it? He brought us through because of Calvary. That's why we're singing.
I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary.
Amen.
I believe whatever the call, and when time has surrendered and is no more, I'll still cling to the old rugged cross. I believe that the Christ who was slain on the cross, he has the power to change your life today. For he changed A new life is mine. That is why by the cross I will stay. I believe that the Christ who was slain on the cross, He has the power to change your life today. For He changed me completely. A new life is mine. That is why by the cross I believe whatever the cost, and when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to the
through, sort of the theme for today. How many people in here has God brought through some things? Oh, He's brought us through, hasn't He? My life verse is up on the screen, and I just want to read that to you. It's Isaiah chapter 43, the first five verses, and where it says Jacob and Israel, I just put my name in. It doesn't do any damage because it's the same for them as it is for me. Just want to read this to you. It says, "But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Chris, you can put your name there too. He who formed you, Chris, fear not. I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead. Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give men in exchange for you and people in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid. I am with you." That's my life verse. My family is represented here today by my mother. She's in camouflage. She's got white hair, so it's hard to see her. Oh, there she is. And she's here in the front in the black and red with my sister Robin. I'm so thankful for my mom. She instilled music in us. I went to bed on many nights. The piano in our house was on the opposite side of the wall as my bedroom wall, and the headboard of my bed, I would listen to Mom play. And her favorite song is "How Great Thou Art." And so I would go to sleep either listening or harmonizing with Mom. And another way we learned to sing was in a car. And back when I was a kid, there was a shelf in the back of car windows. You guys remember that? And there was no seatbelt laws, so I would climb up in that shelf and lay there. And I and my two sisters, on the way home, we lived at the time in Cincinnati, and we drove from Cincinnati to Dayton to go to church. And so on the way home, we would just learn to sing. And learn how to harmonize. That's how we did it. I didn't learn to read music first. I learned to hear it first. And so I appreciate what my mom does. But my musical hero, I have a couple, but my musical hero is my sister Robin. At 10 years of age, she made an album. And I got to see her sing in front of hundreds of people and watch them weep and say, not understanding the depth of it, watch him cry and watch the Spirit just really move through Robin. And I wanted to sing because of my big sister. She's the oldest sister. And I have other influences. I love Ray Charles. Who likes Ray Charles? You can't sit here and not like Ray Charles. Come on. And Mahalia Jackson. I love Mahalia Jackson. And believe it or not, I like Ethel Merman. She played Carnegie Hall without a microphone. Nah, nah, you know, the whole thing. And so I actually have some very much older influences, but I really enjoy good music. But I want to sing a song without any music because that's the way I learned to sing. And this song will be familiar to you. It's called There Is a River.
There is a river, and it flows from deep within. There is a fountain, and it frees the soul from sin. Come to this water, there is a vast supply, there is a river that never shall run dry.
Could begin.
to end where I began, where human effort is all in vain. Were it not for grace, I can tell you
God has brought me through some things. I'm going to tell a little bit about myself. I was born in 1970. I know that wasn't that long ago, so I'm not going to act like it was. Was born sick. And short version is, I was supposed to die. Doctor said I was going to die, and my mom prayed. She dedicated me to the Lord, and God let me live. I remember about the first time I decided I wasn't going to go to church, because my dad had stopped going to church. My mom told me that song. And I realized that God had spared me to give me a life, a wonderful life. But my life has had some trials just like anyone else. And back in the early 90s, I went through a particular tragedy that really shook my world. And for about a year, year and a half, I don't know that I drew too many sober breaths. But I found myself sitting on a bar stool telling people about Jesus. It's amazing what you'll do. And I would tell them how much he loved them. And then one day I had run away to Arizona to try to get away from it all. And a man named Tony Pena, he was the pastor of the only evangelical church in town. The rest of the churches were either Catholic or Mormon. And he looked at me and he said, "Chris, Jesus loves you." I said, "Tony, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that." And every day we'd go into work and he'd say, Chris, Jesus loves you. And one day I said, Tony, stop it. And I cursed at him. He goes, I will not, because Jesus loves you. Long story short, I rededicated my life to the Lord. And since then, he's brought me through cancer and other trials. And it's in those trials, it's in the fire, it's in the crucible that we learn what we're really made of. But more so, we learn what God is made of. Because he's not made, he's uncreated. And we find that our weaknesses are strengths. It's a paradox, but it's still true. I want to sing the song Through the Fire. So many times I've questioned certain circumstances or things I could not understand. And many times in trials, weakness blurs my vision and my frustration gets so out of hand. But it's then I am reminded I've never been forsaken. I've never had to stand one test alone. As I look at all the victories and the Spirit rises up in me, it's through the fire my weakness is made strong. Amen. Oh, he never promised that the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered victories without fighting, but he said help would always come in time. Just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision and the adversary says, give in. Just hold on. Our Lord will show up and he'll take you through the fire again. Oh, but I know within myself that I would surely perish. But if I trust the mighty hand of God, he'll shield the flames again, again. He never promised that the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard to climb. Oh no, he never offered victories without fighting, but he said help would always come in time. Just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision and the adversary says give in. Just hold on. Our Lord will show up and he'll take you through the fire again. So just hold on. Our Lord will show up and he'll take you through the fire again. Again. Amen. He sure does, doesn't he? Used to teach the singles class here, and they told me when I first took over the class, they said, don't come in and tell us about how being single is a blessing all the time. Every teacher that has come in has told us being single is a blessing. Just teach about regular things. Well, how many times have you ever heard that you guys aren't sold, that you're not beyond being used by God? Well, I'm not going to tell you that again. What I do want to tell you is that I grew up in a very large family, both sides. And I was taught to honor the elders of our family. And unfortunately, we've lost that in our society. But I haven't. And I want to honor a couple of my grandparents. This is my grandpa Leslie McLaughlin and my grandma Bessie McLaughlin. They've gone to be with the Lord. And grandpa taught me, unfortunately he passed when I was rather young, but he taught me how to speak with my eyes. He could tell you a whole sentence just with his eyes. I remember one time walking up to him, he was quiet, man. I said, "Grandpa, you love me?" And he just smiled, and I knew. And grandma, she could tell you some things too, but she used her mouth. And a great woman. And then the other set of grandparents here, and the picture's not that good because this is the only one I had, is my grandpa Thompson and my grandma Thompson, Charlie and Mildy Thompson. And I have to admit, my grandpa Thompson is my hero. I didn't have a great father figure growing up, so I didn't know who to look to. And I know my grandpa wasn't perfect, but man, he knew the Bible. And when he lost his sight, he was worried. He lost his sight rather quickly, and he was worried that he wouldn't get to read the Bible anymore, only to find out he had most of it memorized. And I walked in one time. I was getting a little bit older in my 20s, and I really started knowing the Bible. I walked in, and I was quoting some scripture, and I got to that scripture where Paul says, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall save me from the body of death?" He goes, "That's not what that says." I said, "Yes, it is, Grandpa." He goes, "No, it's not." He says, "It says the body of this death." He says, "Chris, do you know why it says this death? Because this is the only thing not going to heaven with you, because you're going to get a new one. It's important that you say this death, the body of this death." And I also remember telling him, I started working out and I was getting big and strong, and Grandpa was a sharecropper. He never owned his own home until he was, what, 65? About 65. His arms weren't any bigger around than that. But you shake his hand, he could rip your arm out of your socket. He was a gentle, strong man. And he just loved God. And he loved my grandma too. But I want to sing a song that the last time I sung this was actually at my grandma Thompson's funeral, and it's called "Go Rest High on the Mountain." I know your life on earth was troubled, and only you could know the pain. You weren't afraid to face the devil. You were no stranger to the rain. So go rest high. Son, your work on earth is done. Go to heaven and shout love for the Father and the Son. Oh, how we cry the day you left us. We gathered round your grave to grieve. Wish I could see the angels' faces when they hear your sweet voice sing. So go rest high on that mountain. Son, your work on earth is done. Go to heaven shouting love for the Father. Now this fiddle right here takes me back to the South, to my roots.
So go rest high on that mountain. Son, your work on earth is done. Go to heaven by the shouting love for the Father and the Son. Go to heaven shouting love for the Father and the Son.
Here's my Ray Charles version of Jesus Loves Me. I hope you like it.
Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible, it tells me so. And little ones to Him belong. They are so weak. Oh, but He is strong.
I guess everybody knows who George Beverly Shea is. And this next song is I'd Rather Have Jesus. He made it famous. There's no way to make it better, but I'm going to try to sing as best I can. Next song is called Through, and it sums up my life, it sums up our family's life, and it was meant to be a quartet song, and maybe I'll do it with the quartet, but just listen to the words. When I saw one lay before me, Lord, I cried, what will you do? I thought he would just remove it, but he gently led me through. Without fire, there's no refining. Without pain, no relief. With
without blood, there's no rescue. Without testing, there's no belief. Through the fire, through the flood, through the water, through the blood, through the dry and barren places, through life's death and maddening maze.
Before I sing the last song, I just want to thank you for letting me come sing. I love to sing, and I pray that you've been able to worship. I didn't want to entertain. I wanted to lead in worship. This last song, anywhere I get to go sing, I try to make it my last song every time, and it's called Total Praise. I hope you enjoy it.
It's coming from